Dreams have fascinated humanity since ancient times, appearing in religious texts, inspiring artists, and perplexing scientists. But it wasn't until Sigmund Freud published The Interpretation of Dreams in 1899 that we gained a revolutionary framework for understanding these nightly visions. Despite initially poor sales, this work eventually transformed psychology and permeated culture so thoroughly that concepts like Freudian slips and dream symbolism became everyday language. Freud's central thesis was deceptively simple yet profound. Every dream represents the fulfillment of a wish. This seemingly counterintuitive idea, how could nightmares fulfill wishes, opened a window into the human mind unlike any before. Dreams, Freud argued, aren't random neural firings, but sophisticated psychological structures with specific meanings waiting to be decoded. They operate as a bridge between our conscious and unconscious minds, revealing desires we've hidden even from ourselves. When we sleep, the vigilant censorship that normally keeps these wishes at bay relaxes, allowing them to emerge in disguised form. This disguise explains why dreams often seem bizarre or nonsensical. They're speaking a different language altogether, one that requires interpretation rather than literal understanding. Dreams often contain two layers: manifest content, what you consciously remember, and latent content, the hidden psychological meaning. Take the woman who dreamed of hosting a dinner party with only smoked salmon. Analysis revealed her husband, an overweight butcher, had started dieting and declining dinner invitations. She felt jealous of a thin friend her husband admired, a friend who loved smoked salmon and had recently requested a dinner invitation. The dream's wish fulfillment becomes clear. She wishes to prevent this friend from becoming more attractive to her husband. Dreams about loved ones' deaths often stem from repressed childhood feelings. Children experience intense jealousy towards siblings, sometimes wishing them gone. To children, death simply means absence, not permanent loss. These infantile wishes become repressed as we mature, but persist in our unconscious, occasionally surfacing in dreams. This distinction between surface appearance and deeper meaning revolutionized not just dream interpretation, but our understanding of human psychology. Our conscious thoughts may be merely the visible portion of a much larger psychological iceberg. Dreams operate between wish expression and censorship. Like writers disguising criticism under authoritarian rule, dreams transform forbidden wishes into acceptable imagery through several mechanisms. Condensation compresses multiple meanings into single images. In Freud's botanical monograph Dream, both words connected to professional relationships and childhood memories. This explains why brief dreams often require extensive interpretation. Each element serves as a nucleus for complex associations. Displacement shifts emotional intensity from important to trivial elements. A dream about a colleague might actually represent feelings about your father, with significance redirected to make the content acceptable. Dreams also employ symbolism for censored ideas. Certain symbols appear consistently. Houses representing the body, climbing stairs symbolizing sexual intercourse, and kings and queens typically representing parents. What's remarkable is the creativity of this process. The dream work doesn't simply block forbidden wishes, but finds ingenious ways to express them while maintaining sleep, like an internal poet speaking in metaphors when direct language would be too disturbing. Dreams offer access to early memories our waking minds cannot retrieve. Perennial dreams that recur throughout life demonstrate childhood's influence. One physician repeatedly dreamed of a yellow lion, later identified as a forgotten porcelain toy from his earliest years. Even dreams without obvious childhood connections reveal early foundations upon analysis. Freud's recurring Rome dreams exemplify this pattern. While apparently about his adult desire to visit the city, they incorporated places he'd seen and connected to childhood memories, particularly his identification with Hannibal, who never reached Rome. This stemmed from hearing about his father's passive response to anti-Semitic humiliation. This connection between dreams and childhood explains why dream interpretation provides insights into neuroses, which Freud believed originated in childhood experiences. Dream analysis accesses repressed memories and wishes that continue influencing adult behavior beyond conscious awareness. While psychological factors dominate dream formation, physical sensations during sleep also contribute significantly. External stimuli, bodily signals, and sensory excitations all influence dream content. Napoleon's dream illustrates this. When cannon fire threatened his sleep, his mind incorporated these sounds into a dream about military combat, preserving his rest. Similarly, a lawyer, disturbed by his wife's coughing, integrated the sound into a dream featuring the word "Hussiatin," allowing him to continue sleeping. Freud criticized theories reducing dreams entirely to physical sources. Such explanations fail to address why stimuli are consistently misinterpreted during sleep, why particular interpretations emerge among many possibilities, and why identical stimuli produce different dreams in different people. Instead, Freud proposed that dream activity integrates stimuli into a unified narrative serving wish fulfillment. When thirsty, we might dream of drinking. When uncomfortable from twisted bedsheets, we might dream of climbing mountains. These sensations become raw material for the dream's fundamental purpose rather than determining its essential nature. Have you noticed how differently your mind works in dreams compared to waking life? Freud identified two fundamentally different modes of mental functioning: the primary process, characteristic of the unconscious, and the secondary process, characteristic of conscious thought. The primary process operates on the pleasure principle, seeking immediate gratification through condensation, displacement, and symbolic representation. These mechanisms appear in dreams, Freudian slips, jokes, and symptoms, representing our mind's primitive operations from early development. The secondary process follows the reality principle, employing logical thinking and delayed gratification. While the primary process might respond to hunger by hallucinating food, the secondary process develops plans to actually obtain it. Having evolved as humans learned imagination doesn't satisfy physical needs. Dreams reveal primary process thinking when secondary process vigilance relaxes during sleep, explaining why dreams ignore contradictions, transform abstract thoughts into concrete images, and mix past with present. Modern neuroscience supports this dual process model, identifying distinct neurosystems for emotional versus rational thinking, validating Freud's insight about our different modes of mental processing. Freud's most enduring contribution was demonstrating that dreams link normal psychology and psychopathology. The same mechanisms, condensation, displacement, symbolization, produce both dreams and neurotic symptoms. In dreams, unconscious wishes express harmlessly during sleep. In neuroses, these wishes create symptoms when resisted while awake. This connection made dream interpretation central to psychoanalytic therapy. Dreams provide access to unconscious material while generating less resistance than direct examination of symptoms. Therapeutically, dream interpretation offers resolution by bringing unconscious material into consciousness, allowing individuals to process it and reduce its disruptive influence. Freud's legacy extends beyond psychology into philosophy, literature, art, and popular culture. His insight that much of our mental life occurs outside awareness, that we aren't masters in our own house, transformed Western thought. While contemporary research challenges specific claims, his fundamental insight remains: dreams represent meaningful psychological phenomena connected to our deepest wishes and fears. When you next awaken from a vivid dream, consider what it might reveal about your unconscious mind. The Royal Road awaits, offering insights into your inner world, if you're willing to journey into interpretation.